This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number 3. We love our Newsmax TV. Did I accidentally summon you? Is that what Siri's asking me? I'm the only guy in the world with the energy and the loud mouth, outspoken voice that makes Siri go off on my cell phone, even when I'm not talking to it, when my hand isn't touching it, when it's off, when it's on silent. I got to figure out why Siri would talk to me when it's on silent, by the way. I got to ask my sons about that. Only teenage boys have any idea why Siri on a cell phone, on an iPhone, talks to you when the phone is on silent and mute. Makes no sense. But Siri certainly hears me talking 24 hours a day, which is probably why we're in a lot of trouble, right? I think our iPhones are listening to every word we say 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whether they're on, whether they're off, whether they're silent, whether they're buzzing, whether they're on full loud, doesn't matter. They're listening to you. The microphone inside the phone is taking note of what you're saying. And if the government wants, they could turn it on and listen to every word you say. That's what I've heard in the past, and it makes sense because the phone's on silent, and yet Siri is talking to me and saying, "What do you want?" Very interesting. Lots of things going on here in Trump land that you need to know about. But I want to start with some news about the wall. Nancy Pelosi, as usual, says no money for the border wall allowed in the budget negotiations. I don't know who Nancy Pelosi thinks she is, but she isn't president of the United States. She doesn't represent the American people. She doesn't represent any of the 63 million people who voted for Trump, who elected the duly elected, fairly elected president of the United States, who has a right to build a wall. We elected him to build the wall, and she doesn't want to include $1. Who is she to say not $1? So Trump has got to go over her head. So that's one reason why my commentary that's coming out in Sunday's newspapers around the country makes a lot of sense. Here's the second one. Illegal alien officially charged with murdering 4 Americans in Nevada. Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman, a 19-year-old illegal alien, was arrested last week, suspected of murdering 56-year-old Connie Kuntz, 74-year-old Sophia Rankin, 81-year-old Gerald Davis, and 80-year-old wife Sharon David between January 10th and 15th. Now prosecutors in Washoe County and Douglas County, that's in upstate, upper Nevada, right around Reno and Carson City, have charged Martinez Guzman with 4 counts of murder and 5 counts of burglary. He allegedly murdered all the Americans in their homes during armed burglaries. In confession to the police, Martinez Guzman admitted to murdering Gerald and Sharon David using a gun he stole from their house. Pretty scary stuff. Connie Kuntz was allegedly murdered by the illegal alien just the day before her mother's 80th birthday. Kuntz herself was set to turn 57 5 days after the killing. And the rest you get. Illegal alien officially charged with being a serial killer. And at the same time that's happening, one of my great fans sent me this note. Gardnerville man, that's another Northern Nevada story. Gardnerville man arrested for multiple sexual assaults on minors in South Lake Tahoe. He was identified as a suspect in multiple sexual assaults on minors, 46-year-old Sergio Antonio Resendez Rodriguez. You want to guess? Illegal alien. Every name's the same. 4 names, 5 names, always ends in Rodriguez or Martinez. When you hear about serial murderers, when you hear about serial rapists, the country is awash in illegal aliens murdering Americans and raping Americans. And it's amazing to me, the Democratic Party does not care. And in response to that, these are just 2 cases in the last day in Northern Nevada. Can you imagine what's happening in every city, every town, every county, every state across this country that the media doesn't want you to know? And the reaction of the great Nancy Pelosi is she doesn't give a damn. Because, I keep telling you, she's paid off by the Mexican drug cartels. There's $100 million, either $100 million sitting in a Cayman account with Nancy Pelosi's name on it. Or maybe a name, you know, that she put on it, designated. Maybe it's in response to her face. It's called Botox Woman. Maybe that's the name of the account, Botox Woman. She probably wouldn't put her name on it. But there's $100 million sitting in a Swiss bank account or a Cayman bank account or a Belize bank account in Nancy Pelosi's name or in some name, you know, representing her. Or there's just hundreds of millions in Democratic Party coffers, contributions, donations given by the Mexican drug cartels to elect Democrats in $199 denominations and lower, so you don't have to report who gave the money. Or both. It's otherwise, none of this makes any sense at all. None. So here's my new commentary. Here's how to make Mexico pay for the wall. Mr. President, it's time to stop fooling around. Build the damn wall. There is no choice. If you build it, you'll be reelected. If you don't, you won't. It's that simple. I wish I had said, if you build it, they will come. You know, just based on that movie about baseball. If you build it, they will come. If you build it, the American people will vote for you for re-election. If you don't, they won't come, and you won't win re-election. According to a new Morning Consult political poll out this week, 76% of Republicans back President Trump declaring a national security emergency to build the wall. So, Mr. President, just go ahead and take the plunge. Go over Congress's head and declare a national emergency. It's your right. Obama used those powers. You can, too. Obama found $1.8 billion to hand Iran as ransom to free U.S. hostages, which is against U.S. law, by the way. Congress never approved or allocated those funds. Lest we forget, Obama also gave $150 billion to Iran to bribe them into accepting the Iran treaty, also never approved by Congress. That $150 billion could have paid for the wall six times over. The point is, the money is there. It's always there for Democrats to waste. But when a Republican wants the money, it's never there. Oh, there's no money. Ah, the debt. Consider the debt. Ah, we can't take the money. Where would you get it from? Democrats always find the money, don't they? So as Nike would say, Mr. Trump, just do it. Since I'm the creative guy who first came up with this idea to use executive action to declare a national security emergency at the border, I'm now going to use my superpowers to come up with more creative ideas. You said, Mr. President, Mexico would pay for the wall. Let's make them pay. First of all, tax all remittance dollars leaving the USA. Foreigners here in America, many of them illegal, send money back home to countries all over the world. The number one beneficiary is Mexico. That's money no longer helping the U.S. economy. We're making Mexico great again, but that money doesn't create a single job in the USA. Why not tax it? American citizens pay almost 10% sales tax on everything we spend in the USA. Charge a 10% remittance tax on every dollar that leaves this country. That will produce enough money for the wall in 1 or 2 years, with billions left over every year forever. We could spend it on vets, we could spend it on infrastructure, we could spend it on education. Number two, build tolls on the Mexican border. Back in my old hometown of New York, it costs anywhere from $9 to $17 a day to cross toll bridges. New Yorkers spend hundreds of dollars a month in tolls. So why shouldn't we charge everyone coming into and out of Mexico $25 each way? That would add up to billions in new revenue annually. Voila! Wall paid for by Mexico. Third, we could ban all forms of welfare for 10 years for any new arrivals to our country, legal or illegal. I love immigrants. Legal immigrants who want to work, not collect welfare. The cost for all forms of welfare to foreigners in this country is hundreds of billions a decade. Ban welfare to new arrivals, voila, wall paid for. Number four, make Mexico's drug cartels pay for the wall. Any money we seize should be applied to the wall. We've already seized $14.8 billion from one cartel leader alone, El Chapo. There's the money for over half of the wall. There's more where that came from. Let's go get it. Number five, stop sending $300 million a year in military aid to Mexico. Over a decade, that saves $3 billion. That's a nice down payment for the wall. Number six, why stop with Mexico? Why don't we stop paying for defense spending for wealthy countries like Japan, South Korea, and Germany? Charge them to use our military. Make them pay for the wall. See, Wayne's brilliant idea is you charge Japan, you charge South Korea, and you charge Germany for using America's military, and they'll pay you billions of dollars, and guess who pays for the wall? Japan, South Korea, and Germany. And and finally build the wall with solar panels on top across the entire U.S.-Mexico border. Brilliant idea, right? Turn the wall into a revenue producer. Our southern border is bathed in sunshine all year long. Think about it. Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas. It's bathed in sunshine all year long. How can liberals argue? They love solar power. The wall would save precious resources, reduce dependence on fossil fuels, and produce a profit for taxpayers. My creative ideas mean we get the wall, our children are safe, and America's taxpayers are off the hook. It's my new commentary. Here's how to make Mexico pay for the wall. It's coming out in the Las Vegas Review Journal, and it's coming out in newspapers all across the United States on Sunday. And while that's going on, we find out they finally charged the illegal alien serial killer in Northern Nevada, and there's an illegal alien serial rapist in South Lake Tahoe in Northern Nevada. Isn't that interesting? And Nancy Pelosi says no money for the border wall allowed in the budget negotiations. So, you know, the wall is certainly the biggest news story in America. I think number two would be this crazy governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, who thinks it's okay to murder a child after it's born. And, of course, all the other Democrats who think it's okay to murder a child after it's born. New York just passed the same general law. And Rhode Island is trying to pass the same law. James Woods, the great actor, conservative actor, offers best response ever to Virginia governor's policy of killing babies after birth. Actor James Woods said, "We can give the governor of Virginia the benefit of the doubt, and he misspoke, or have him arrested for openly promoting mass murder. Once a baby is born and comforted to end its life is unequivocally murder. Plain and simple. Those are the two choices. Those are, and I choose B. Have them arrested for mass murder. These sick liberals are out of their minds." When we get back, I'll talk about the other big news story in Wayne's world. This show comes to you, of course, from Wayne Manor. The big story in Wayne's world is Jussie Smollett, the black actor from the movie from the TV show Empire, who claims he got attacked by two white Trump supporters wearing red MAGA hats in the middle of Chicago. You know Chicago, where black people are running around the streets genocidally killing each other? Oh, yeah, right. We'll talk about that in a second.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network at my flagship station, 790 Talk Now in Vegas. Excuse the sound of the stapler, but I'm about to staple a very important article here. I'm going to reach in a little while. You know, where else but this show, the Wayne Allen Root Show, would you hear the real truth about the economy? Everybody knows that the world was in a panic because the media told them day and night, night and day, worst December for the stock market in a century. Worst December ever. Worst December ever. Worst December ever. Has anybody told you the stocks have soared to the best January in 32 years? Anybody tell you that? Is there any mention in the media that, well, we had the worst December in a century, we've had the best January in 32 years after the best 2 years under Trump in history? We just happen to have one bad December, but nobody's mentioning we've made a fantastic comeback in January. Where else do you hear on the evening news that ADP employment came out and it beats the number, and manufacturing jobs surged the most since 2012? So manufacturing jobs are exploding and the stock market is exploding again, and we're right back on track with Wall Street. All right, so Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, blue collar son of a butcher, I never forget where I came from. capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. And by the way, the reason I am the way I am, and I think the way I think, and I'm as conservative as I am, is not because I'm the son of a butcher, but it's because I'm the son of a butcher-turned-small businessman. My dad was a butcher for many years. Then he saved up enough money to start his own butcher store, and then he had two employees. That's the American dream. Don't you get it? You're not supposed to be a butcher forever. You're supposed to start your own butcher store eventually, your own candlestick store eventually, your own bakery eventually. Bakers, butchers, and candlestick makers become small business owners in the greatest country in world history, the United States of America. And that's why liberals are jerks. That's why liberals know nothing. That's why liberals represent nothing but complainers and protesters. If they ever spent any time working instead of complaining and protesting, they wouldn't have anything to complain about or protest about. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's how we save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, our U.S. Constitution, Judeo-Christian values, and our beloved GOP. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded, operated, run successfully by the great Edward Stoltz. Gave me my first start in radio. Thank you, Ed, and stations all over this great country. Blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my start in national syndication. Thank you, Fred. It's the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. So once in a while we do win. Virginia tables their bill legalizing abortion as the mother gives birth. Of course they tabled it. As soon as we catch them in their communist, atheist, God-hating, America-hating, capitalism-hating, Israel-hating mode, they always turn around and hide like cockroaches when the sun comes out or the lights go on. Cockroaches run for their lives. That's the Democratic Party and liberals. So the Virginia General Assembly tabled the legislation Wednesday after news of the exchange between its sponsor, Democrat delegate Kathy Tran, and an opponent, GOP delegate Todd Gilbert, went viral. I was caught off guard, probably wasn't as artful in the moment as I could have been, Tran said, describing her participation in the exchange. According to the report, she said the bill's intended to remove unnecessary medical and unduly burdensome barriers that women have to accessing health care. The exchange was deliberately misleading, Democratic delegate Eileen Filler Corn said, at part of an orchestrated ambush. But Gilbert, is that the Republican? Yeah, Todd Gilbert, the GOP delegate. Gilbert said he described it as a moment of unbridled honesty about their agenda and their legislation and what it actually does. And Democratic Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's comments during an appearance Wednesday heightened the firestorm over the bill when he said an infant delivered when a woman chose abortion at that point would be resuscitated if that's what the mother wanted. Meaning infantas... I can never pronounce it. Is it infanticide? It's the murder of a young baby, a brand new baby. Infanticide? I guess that's how you pronounce it. Or infanticide? I don't know. Whatever it is, it's disgusting. And it represents what Democrats really believe in. We figured out what they really believe in now. And when you push Wayne Root all the way to the other side, man, I am pro-life as they come now. Because I see where you guys are going, man. You want to murder the young and you want to murder the old with Obamacare. You want to murder everybody so you get to keep all the money at the top in the Communist Politburo. That's where you want the money. But the rest of us should starve. Like Fidel Castro's Cuba. The Cubans live in misery and malaise. Venezuela. The Venezuelans are eating zebras out of the zoo. There is no food on the shelves. We know where socialism leads. We know where socialist states go. Stand. When it comes to God, they're atheists. All of you are disgusting heathens. Man, this is from the devil. Liberals are from the devil.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on. Let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours, too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com. And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're building the wall right now. It's going up fairly rapidly. We're renovating tremendous amounts of wall, which is good stuff that's in very bad shape with massive holes in it and fencing coming down. It's being beautifully renovated. In some cases, we have to replace it. We renovate some, we replace some, we build some new. But the wall is going up right now in all different forms.
President Trump at the White House regarding wall funding. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill as well, Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, was giving her weekly press conference where she talks about wall funding being included in that package that the Democrats and Republicans are working together on.
There's not going to be any wall money in the legislation.
The extreme cold temperatures continue in the Midwest for another 24 hours, and everyone is okay after a JetBlue flight was hit by lightning after taking off from LAX. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Newsmax TV is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Newsmax TV is our third hour every single day, Monday through Friday. And a matter of fact, it runs twice a day now. That's how hot my show is, number one show on Newsmax TV. Of course, I have Bill O'Reilly on with me three times a week. Bill O'Reilly and Wayne Allyn Root, quite a team, two ex-New Yorkers. Well, I'm an ex-New Yorker. Bill O'Reilly is still a New Yorker, lives in the New York area. But I will always have New York in me, and the two of us are just like Donald Trump, man. Once a New Yorker, always a New Yorker. On the attack, on the attack, on the attack. You haven't lived till you've watched me and Bill O'Reilly every single Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I'm on 5 days a week. Bill brings them in, and then I keep them there for life. Once they get to know Wayne Root, they like me, and they stay here for life. Hottest show with a bullet now at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, every night on Newsmax TV. And then it repeats the next day at 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And if you don't get Newsmax TV on your cable system, you need to call this number and tell them you want your Newsmax TV. 844-500-6396. We're in 80 million homes, and I've got the number one show in 80 million homes. 844-500-6397. They will connect you right to your local cable system, and you tell them you want your Newsmax TV, or you leave for Dish TV or DirecTV. Or you could also watch the show every day live at NewsmaxTV.com or get the Newsmax TV app and watch it on your phone. 844-500-6397 to be connected to your local cable system and let them know that you want Newsmax TV. Funny joke from my friend Cliff Lawrence that will get right to our guest, Congressman Mark Amadei. Trump ordained. In an interview with CBN, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said God wanted Donald Trump to be president. Of course he did. Trump was running against Satan. Good line, Cliff. I like it. Very funny. Hillary Clinton, of course, is who he's referring to as Satan. Congressman Mark Amadei is on. He's calling in right now the Wayne Root Hotline, Republican Congressman for Nevada District 2 since 2011. Mark, how are you, man?
Wayne, I've been listening to you. You got me sold. I'm going to figure out how to do that stuff on the Internet, watch TV with you.
There you go. Newsmax TV at 5 o'clock West Coast time, or if you're in D.C. hanging out in Congress, 8 o'clock every night, my show is on. And if you can't get it on your computer or your laptop, just get the free app, Newsmax TV app, and you just watch it on your cell phone or your iPhone right there in Congress. There you go.
Hey, how you doing? Good to be here.
I'm doing great. It's good to have you on. It's good to have you on. So here's my question. What do you think is going to happen now that government is reopened and you got now what's left, about two and a half weeks to do a deal? Do you think there will be a deal, or do you think Trump has no choice at this point but to circumvent Congress to fund the wall? Where do you think this is going to end up?
Well, listen, I hope I'm wrong, but if you look at the history on Congress of this, Wayne, listen, I had to sign a discharge petition, which is a pretty radical thing when the Republican, when Paul Ryan was the speaker, to get anything to the floor to do with immigration up for a vote. Now, that doesn't mean, Wayne, that there couldn't have been amendments if you got regular just to get something to the floor. So my answer to your question is this. I hope that the president is getting his ducks lined up because guess what? There's a line in the Constitution that says Congress shall regulate a system of naturalization. That's immigration. It's been 35 years, and I see nothing from either party, regardless of who's in control, that says Congress is going to do its job. So, Mr. President, your conscience should be not clear. It should be crystal clear, and let's figure out a way to do it because Congress won't act. Now, if they do, then you know what, Wayne? I'll take it all back, and shame on me. But that's what I think is going to happen, and
hey,
I'm getting ready to do it.
I'm with you. You should be proud, by the way, because Wade Root of Nevada, the guy you're talking to, is the guy who came up with this idea. On November 15th, I wrote the column in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. It was published on, I think it was the 17th or the 18th of November, and it was, Mr. President, what you've got to do is use your executive powers to declare a national security emergency and get the funding for the wall from the military budget or some other agency. You can do it. It'll go to court, and I predict you'll win in the Supreme Court, so this is the best way to circumvent Congress and go over their heads. And I sent that not only to the president, because I have several sources in the White House, but I also sent it to my great buddy who hangs out at Mar-a-Lago and sees the president every weekend. He's a good close confidant of the president. And he hand-delivered it to President Trump, who took it and said, Wayne Root, I love Wayne's ideas. I will read it tonight. Folded it, put it in his breast pocket, said, I swear to you, I'm going to read it tonight. And within a few days, he started talking about, hey, I could do a national security emergency. I could declare it. I have a right to do it. So I think this baby, Congressman Amodei, is my baby.
Hey, well, listen, here's a max dose for you of hypocrisy and irony. We're the guys who sued the previous administration for usurping congressional authority in immigration issues, right? Hey,
right.
You can't do this, you can't do that. And it's like, listen, I'm not defending Barack Obama, but you can sure as heck see why a guy might have. Congress isn't giving me anything to work with.
Right.
So guess what? They're not treating Donald Trump any different than we were Barack Obama. Go ahead and, you know, that job's about leadership, since we're lacking some presently in this 535 collective group. So guess what, Mr. President? Saddle old paint and start riding.
All right, I'm with you. I like this, Congressman. So here's the deal, Mark. An illegal immigrant has now been officially and formally charged with being a serial murderer in Reno, Nevada. And at the same time that's happening, we just found out today there's an illegal immigrant accused of sexual assault, multiple sexual assaults. So he's a serial rapist in South Lake Tahoe. And so, you know, the proof is all around us, even right here at home in our great state of Nevada. The proof is all over this country, in every city and every state, there are crimes committed by illegals. Nobody's saying all foreigners are bad or all illegals are bad. Some do come here to better their lives. I get that. But lots of them come here to commit crimes. Lots of them have committed felonies. And I believe almost all of them are on some form of welfare that's bankrupting this country and multiplying the national debt. And I believe lots of them are voting. And I think it's a real problem. We need the wall.
Well, listen, there's a mixture of things. And guess what? Barriers are every bit a part of the mixture. Okay? And so it's like, you know, the simplest way to do it is, it's like, why don't you talk to those professionals who work on that southwest border? And you know what? They'll tell you there's places where it's sensors. There's places where it's barriers. There's places where it's roads. It's a mix. But to sit there and say you can't use barriers, which, by the way, is the majority of the mix. And look at other countries. I mean, there's been stuff on the news about what they do in Hungary and stuff like that. So it's like, I thought the president's most eloquent line was, we don't build barriers because we hate the people on the other side. We build them because we love the people on our side. Say no more.
And you know my background. Hey, Congressman, you know my background. I happen to be Jewish Republican,
right.
Conservative.
Right.
And look, if you look at Israel, they built a wall, and it's the most successful wall you're ever going to find. They stopped terrorism cold in its tracks, 99.8% success rate. And as far as illegal immigration, they say 100% success. It went from 16,000 illegals getting through a certain area of Israel before the wall was completed. The next year, it was down from 16,000 to 36, the year after that, 8, and then the following year, 0. So walls work. Why can't we as Americans have the same thing that Israelis have? Doesn't our government care about us and our safety and our children's safety just as much as Israel cares about its children's safety?
Wayne, the short answer is anything that gets uber politicized in the United States gets ruined. Immigration is uber politicized. There's no way you can sit there and look at somebody and say walls are immoral. Really? I don't even want to get into the stuff in New York that says, oh, somebody's born alive and we can kind of let them go by the wayside. That's moral.
Right.
And walls,
I was just going to bring that up, yes.
It's like, are you kidding me? So here's
right.
The thing. It's uber politicized. So it's a great political stick that the media helps one side in saying, hey, these people all hate your guts and we love you. Vote for us. It has nothing to do with the facts. I mean, look at most Hispanic people. You look at that. It's like, listen, they're spiritual folks. They're self-reliant folks. They want their shot at economic whatever. It's like, that's all well and good. Play by the rules, and you're welcome. And even the president said that. But this doesn't help the political narrative. So guess what? We'll latch on to anything we can to paint the elephants as the bad people. They don't like young people. They don't like Hispanic people. They don't like, and it's like, can you give me something besides political talking points? And the answer is simply, no, that's all we got. And guess what? As long as we got much of the national media complicit with it, we think it's working for us.
So I'm a very positive guy, right? I always try and see the glasses half full, and I really do believe we're going to do fantastic in 2020. I think the problem in 18 is we didn't have Trump at the top of the ticket. I think that changes everything. But even I'm not really optimistic about Nevada. So I guess my question for you is, what's the future of the Republican Party in Nevada, and what's wrong with the Republican Party in Nevada? Why can't we win elections? We're talking with Congressman Mark Amodei. He's the congressman for Nevada District Number 2 since 2011. What's wrong with Nevada? Nevada GOP, why can't we win elections?
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, you got to bore down on the information. So after this last election, everybody goes, oh, my God, what are we going to do? To which my response was, why don't you find out exactly what happened and where it happened before you decide what kind of medicine you're going to take? And so, as you know, Wayne, it's like, listen, in Washoe and Clark counties, which is Reno, Sparks, the Truckee Meadows, and Las Vegas, Henderson, you know, North Las Vegas, those areas, it's like, listen, Republicans did not do well there. Well, it's like, guess what? Some of it's pretty easy. You got to be as well organized as the Democrats are.
Right.
And that means you got to know who your voters are. You got to know how to communicate with them. You got to register people. And here's the key part, Wayne. None of it matters unless they show up and vote early, absentee, or on election day. You got to turn your people out. And so it's like, until we focus on that instead of, do we like who the local chairman is, or it was your fault or my fault, it's like, guess what? I tell you what the D's have over it. Even if they may disagree with somebody, they understand that none of it matters unless you win. And so it's like, hey, Republicans, not telling you that you can't have different opinions, but let's spank our own children if they don't vote the way we want them to. Because guess what? The neighbors don't care what you think about how they voted.
And you got to treat the base nice. You know, my problem was Dean Heller said some very liberal things before he decided to become pro-Trump. He was very anti-Trump, and he was very bad on Obamacare. And in the end, it comes back to bite you. Hey, Congressman Amodei, we got to run. Thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate everything you do. Go get him.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, my good buddy and listener, Keith, who sends me constant texts and notes about the show, he set me straight on how you pronounce that word, by the way, because if we're going to be talking about it, the Virginia, the New York, the Rhode Island attempts to legalize the murder of babies. They call it abortion. I call it murder up until the last second of birth or beyond that. Once they've come out and they're alive, to talk about the murder of it is actually called infanticide. Kind of a word I had a hard time with. Again, I speak at 100 miles an hour, and I'm passionate, and my energy's through the roof, and I'm trying to get a message across to all of you and communicate an exciting message that you can remember, that's memorable, and so you can't always pronounce words like that on the fly. Infanticide, which really means the murder of a brand-new infant, a brand-new baby just born. Infanticide. Speaking of life, that brings me to the sponsor of this segment of the show, and the entire show, actually, which is Cenogenics. They're wonderful, wonderful people. And what is so compelling about having me tell my story for Cenogenics is that most men you meet have abused their bodies their whole lives. Almost all guys drink too much, smoke too much, drug too much, eat bad foods, drink lots of sugary, you know, crappy Coca-Cola and things like that. And it just ruins their insides. And I've been a fitness fanatic my whole life, and I've done everything right, and I've worked out, and I've eaten healthy, and I've taken vitamins. I've done everything right. I even ate non-gluten. I popped 100 vitamin pills a day. And still, when I went to see Cenogenics, and they did a study of my body, my blood, everything in my body, all the markers that matter. They found all kinds of problems. I was pre-diabetic. I was insulin resistant. I was high cholesterol. All kinds of crap was going on inside my body. So if a guy who eats organic and pops 100 vitamins a day and works out 2 hours a day and eats non-gluten, if that guy has problems with health, what the hell are the chances for anybody else? I'm living proof that 99% of all men over the age of 50 are in big trouble but don't know it yet. Because if I was in trouble, all of you are in much worse trouble. So if you haven't worked out, you know, a couple hours a day your whole life and you don't eat healthy, and you drink and I don't drink, and you smoke and I don't smoke, and you do drugs and I don't do drugs, and you drink soda and I don't drink soda, and I was still in trouble, can you imagine what everybody else is like over the age of 50? So call 888-YOUNGER. Do yourself a favor. Call Synagenics. Get a free, no-obligation consultation. 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the United States. Younger. Y-O-U-N-G-E-R. 888-YOUNGER as opposed to older. Or contact Synagenics.com. C-E-N-E. And then Genics. G-E-N-I-C-S. And ask them for your free, no-obligation consultation. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. It's still the last day of January. That means we're still in New Year's resolution time of year, and you want to be a new, healthier, younger you. And you can see on TV, on Newsmax TV, that I am a new, healthier Wayne Root. Synagenics has made Wayne Root great again. They're making Americans great again, one American at a time. Synagenics, 1-888-YOUNGER. All right. Trump, we were on the wall topic with Congressman Amodei, and Trump just laid down the law on the current congressional negotiations. I thought you'd want to know that. It was just today. He took a few questions from reporters. One of the questions had to do with him declaring a national emergency instead of waiting for Congress to deliberate. Trump said emphatically he's going to wait for Congress, but also said if their proposal doesn't have wall funding, he's not even going to waste his time reading it. In other words, if the proposal doesn't have wall funding, it's not worth the paper it's printed on, and he will go above Congress's head. You know, I challenge you, I dare you, President Trump, do it. Stop talking about it and do it already. And in the first part of the show, you know, my basic gist was that the Democrats have made a deal with the devil. They really have. They've made a deal with the devil. And so Rhode Island, Satan's party, Rhode Island Catholic governor vows to sign abortion bill, murder of babies up until birth. U.S. Democrats are pushing the most radical abortion infanticide. There we go. I got it. Infanticide laws in the world today. Hooray! Wayne got the word right. Unfortunately, it's not a hooray moment because the word is a horrible word. The word is like genocide. The word is like the murder of my Jewish relatives by Adolf Hitler. This is the murder of millions of babies. So whether I pronounce it right or not really doesn't matter. It's a horrible word. Democrats believe killing a baby on its birthday is a woman's health issue. Democrats this week proposed murdering the babies on their day of birth and even slaughtering a child after it's born. That's crazy when you think about it. Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo is pushing a radical pro-abortion bill in her state while claiming to be a Catholic. The legislation, which contradicts the teachings of the Catholic Church, would legalize abortion for basically any reason up until birth. The State House Committee is expected to vote on the bill today. Early this month, Raimondo promised to support the pro-abortion bill in her State of the State address. Let's make this the year we codify women's access to reproductive health care here in Rhode Island. The Rhode Island Reproductive Health Care Act. You know they give every horrible act a really good name? I mean, this name doesn't mean anything bad, right? It sounds like a really positive name. That's how they do it. The Rhode Island Reproductive Health Care Act. I'm surprised it isn't the Rhode Island We Love Women Act. We support women. We empower women. We believe in women act. It's co-sponsored by State Senator Gail Golden, Representative Edith Ayejo. It would strip away even minor common sense abortion regulations, ones that a strong majority of Americans support. It would eliminate all protections for unborn babies and codify Roe v. Wade into state law in case the Supreme Court overturns the ruling. It appears to allow restrictions for late-term abortions, but it adds a broad health exception for abortions after viability. So Rhode Island wants to go the same road as New York, which also has a Catholic governor, Andrew Cuomo. And Virginia, I don't know what Ralph Northam's religion is, but all of them have made a deal with the devil. This is all the devil, man. There's no question. The devil is alive and well in the United States of America today. And he resides in the Democratic Party. Because these guys want the murder of infants, no matter what you call it. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.